Okay, so Darlene, I wanted to start off by talking about the light rail. When it's completed, it will connect the UNC Charlotte campus to Center City. Now, on your website, you estimate that by 2020, 25,000 people will be using the light rail to commute into the city. So how has the blue light, this light rail, influenced the development we're seeing in the University City area?
Sure. You know, the investment of the blue line has certainly spurred a lot of development interest and activity in University City.
Right. So how would you characterize the development that you're seeing?
We are growing very quickly as a business center. We're seeing a lot of organic growth in businesses that have been in University City. They're taking down more office space. They're moving into bigger buildings. We're adding more housing units. And those types of housing units that we're adding along the transit line are different than what we've seen in the past in University City. As opposed to single-family homes, we're getting a lot more apartment buildings and townhomes, the type of development that we see in South End and south of University City along the rail line. So we're becoming more urban.
But it wasn't always so easily accessible. It's become a lot more interconnected with 45 and I-85. So how have those additions, those on-ramps and easier ways to access the freeways, helped development in the University City area?
You know, for 20 years, we've been waiting for the completion of 485. And 2 or 3 years ago, it was finally connected through University City and North Charlotte. And what a tremendous impact that has had on the ease of getting around, but also on relieving some of the congestion on our major arterial roads. Because we are growing, we've got to be able to create more ways for people to get around. So two of those projects are two new bridges that we are adding over 85. They're not going to connect to 85. And the importance of that is in moving local traffic around. So we didn't want to bring more traffic off of the interstate to our local roads, but what we wanted to do is provide more options for people to get to places in different ways.
Okay, so we've talked about light rail and easier transportation that adds new possibilities to University City, but how much of this growth has to do with the university itself? I know that it's grown a lot in the last decade. I saw that it's had a 28% growth in enrollment in the last 8 years. So how is that impacting this area?
As the university has grown, so has University City. You know, they're up to almost 30,000 students. Before this, Chancellor Dubois came to UNC Charlotte, I think we were at 13,000 students. So very significant growth over the past 10 years.
Right. There are a lot more students in the area, which makes me wonder how you accommodate all of these students. You've got thousands of young people flooding the area every year for school, and many of them look to work in the area. So is the University City partners catering to them at all?
I will definitely say that having places where you can live and work and play and learn all in one center is very important to that generation. So you may have heard just recently an announcement of making an entertainment district at the University City Station. And that will include a lot of recreation retail amenities, as well as breweries and restaurants and movie theaters and things like that.
When can we expect that center?
We'll see movement on that before the end of the year, this year.
Well, I will definitely be looking forward to that. Thank you so much for your time.
You bet. Take care.
You too. Bye.